All right. So my feelings for this album are more mixed in gender confused, biracial, stuck in a running blender. That was my joke to start this off. So as you can see, this stuff is not scripted, folks. So yeah, we're talking about Schoolboy Q's album Blue Lips. This, you know, the California rapper, former Black Hippie member. And this is like his long-awaited sixth studio album. And it's actually been like what he's been teasing us for the past 4 years, I think, right?
Oh, yeah, I don't know too much about the background of it.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's he mentioned it like in a tweet in like 2020, and then now here we are. Now, I absolutely love that 2016 album, Blank Face, where it was like it made my top 10 that year in 2016. And then he put out the album Crash Tests, or what's it called? Crash Talk in 2019. I thought it was all right. But what are your thoughts on Schoolboy Q and his discography?
I don't really listen to Schoolboy Q. I know Collard Greens with Kendrick Lamar.
Right.
I think he's like featured on a lot of stuff I'll listen to as well, but I've never sat down and listened to a Schoolboy Q album until recently.
Hear a lot of people compare him to Kendrick Lamar, though, so I'm surprised you don't.
Yeah. I mean, it made sense that they collabed. It's a good collab.
Yeah, do you hit kind of like a similarity to in their like voices and stuff?
I didn't really get too much of that. Maybe like with that in mind, and I listen again, I'll.
It's in my head.
Now you corrupted it. Yeah, now it's in.
Yeah. All right, I'll give you another one then, because I think with the social commentary and the fusion of jazz, he kind of also reminds me of Lupe Fiasco.
Okay, I see that.
All right, I don't hear a lot of people giving that comparison, but that's like. I hear that in his style. So let's get into this album. We start off with the opening track, Funny Guy. It's a very mellow intro with like the smooth guitar licks and upright bass instrumentation. As the line, bring the dope, bring the hoes, bring the money bags in is repeated over and over again. And I think that kind of gives you like an idea of the theme of the record, both sonically and lyrically. So I was kind of like, this is what I want to hear. And with that said, Schoolboy doesn't really have a unique signature voice in his rap, in the rap game. That's my takeaway from like comparing him to the two artists. I think my problem with this album is he doesn't sound like anybody different, you know? And the other practice, like the lyrics aren't very captivating, so I never found the album really fully engaging.
It felt more just like vibey for me, you know.
Okay.
I had it in the background. Like I was hanging out with a bunch of buddies last night in Asbury, and you know we went to see Turnover. I think I told you, and then afterwards we were chilling at their place, just drinking. And I just threw a couple of tracks I really like off of this.
Okay, we should just get into that then, because like I think my problem is one of those situations where I really want to like this album based on how much I like Blank Face, and then when I hear this album and I'm like I'm not feeling anything, and then I look on I shouldn't do this, shouldn't let this do my mind, but sometime if you're going through like the internet, you will get trapped in a review, you know. And when all the reviews are positive, I don't really like to let that affect like what I'm going to say. I just want to see if everybody agrees with my thoughts. No big deal, right?
Yeah.
Does it validate my opinion? Does
Fine.
not stroke my no, it's not happening. So I'm thinking I'm crazy. So I'm so anti contrarian. So I'm like, maybe I gotta listen to the album a sixth time. Which I've done. And I like the jazz rap. I do like that sound. I'm all back to the golden age of rap when Tribe Called Quest came out. I love certain like Digable Planet songs. I should really say I love a Digable Planet song. So I will turn it up if it's on the radio. I like that stuff. So when that song Blue Slides comes on, that's my first one. I'll say I like that. Really validates my sound. Not the first one I liked out of the album because I think there's no bad songs on here, really. I like the way it's got the vintage piano keys. It's got really like this jazzy, subtle vibe with the in the flavor because I get this whole like black, smoky, like 60s nightclub feel, like some black and white like footage of it. They got the violins layered in there. It's a nice 70s feel, but It's just, I think because it's been done before, maybe that's why I'm unimpressed. I don't know. I'm so conflicted, Nick. Mitch, help me.
It sounds like it. Can't figure it out.
Yeah,
But
that's.
I mean, I agree that I really, really liked Blue Slides. I highlighted that on here. Just a beautiful beat. I love that. The song that it samples, beautiful. As soon as that came on, I was like, ooh, okay, we're vibing right now. Switching up, especially after like the track before that that I highlighted liking a lot was Pop featuring Rico Nasty.
Yeah,
That
I
was
was literally about to go to that next song because that one doesn't have that jazz beat, but it's more psychedelic, like funk rock maybe. And I just like that it's so unique the way it sounds. It's not like, and then Schoolboy Q's cadence is different. He's more like aggressive. It's got this horrorcore feel to it.
Yeah, definitely.
You said that you know that rapper that's on it. Her name Rico Nasty. You know her?
Yeah, I'd heard of her before. I think I'd heard a couple tracks in the past, but again, not really an artist I listen to, but you know, her on this track, I was like, fuck, this goes hard, man. I
Yeah,
was
you're blowing my
listening to it
mind.
while gaming earlier and I was like, I'm fucking locked in, dude. I'm like, I'm killing all these pussies in Fortnite.
It always goes back to Fortnite with you.
You see stop today. What can I say? That's what I've done.
I thought like she wasted. I'll be colorful. She wasted her verse by saying "nigga pop" a bit too much, like,
Yeah,
but.
the repetition, but it's still like I was saying with this album, it's just like it's really just vibes. It's just one of those things that's like, you know, if you're like just chilling, like fucking smoking with some friends or just like having a party, this would be like perfect on that playlist.
Okay, we might as well just that would be the new rating for us now. It's a bit wordy, but I'll bring it down to the shorter. Yearn 101 I thought was even better than that, because
Wait,
and that's what I'm talking about. I love like that. I don't like the trap music, but the way this comes off, that dirty south bounce, and it's like that perfect like booty like clap them cheeks song, you know.
what?
Not to say I was doing that to this song, but you know, I wouldn't.
What's wrong with that, dude?
Yeah, no shame in the game, man. Like his flow is like as hard as that beat. Like you know, the tempo slows down, but he still like keeps up within the second half perfectly. He still sounds menacing. Like the mob and beat comes in. It's like I'm like, oh, I'm not. It's like this southern, like mixed with like this West Coast, like Bay Area, like meshed together. This is so weird. I am gonna be going back and forth, like giving backhanded compliments to this whole review. You know, I feel like, or like just bookending it with like a however, you know. But I don't know. Like I like that song. What do you think of that song? It's called a movie. I thought that was another like bumper, man.
That was another one I highlighted as one of my favorites, featuring was it AZ?
I thought it was at. I thought it was ass cheek.
Oh, that's clever.
I hope I'm right with that.
That'd be funny. Either way, that's funny. That one was ridiculously hard. That's one of my favorite tracks for sure.
What did he say? Is that the part when he said, "All this water, I could show you how to swim. Let a bitch touch on my third limb." That was
Yeah.
him, right?
Great work, bud.
Bars, man. Another thing that's great about this album is with the song Ohio, the beat switches. You know, he's able to, it doesn't just smash to another beat. There's a beautiful segue to each beat switch he does, you know. And I think like, you know, the production on that one goes because it's like it starts off with this really like classic soul vibe because there's a lot of 70s feel to it. Goes to like a energetic trap beat, then goes to a jazz beat. So he's putting all that together. Throw Freddie Gibbs on there, like he killed it too. You seem like you know a lot about
Complaining
hip
about
hop
being
though.
involved on that though, right? Was that that
What's
same song?
which
And I
one?
was like, yeah, I was like, oh, that's funny because Freddie Gibbs bald.
Oh, he's bald. Oh yeah. But I thought I wanted to ask you about the line he said at the end though, because it seemed like you know your background on these hip hop beats more than I do. The thing he said about academic, you remember that?
Well, DJ Academics.
Yeah.
I
So, what is that? Do you know about this feud?
like all I know is like I'll see some shit on my Twitter sometimes. Like, I don't like follow like these artists, but I just, I don't know. Ever since Elon Musk bought it, it's gone to shit. But it's, you just get shit. You don't even follow.
Yeah.
But I'll just like one of them will be tweeting at the other and just like there's clown on each other. And I'm just like, I don't know what the hell's going on there. And
So
then
this
like,
is yeah, okay. We don't know what to, it sounds like it's serious, but it's just words right now. Nothing has escalated to like violence.
I don't know what goes on behind the scenes if they're putting on hits, and I don't know. There's like all this drama happening with the
Okay.
now and stuff. I don't know. It's a dangerous game.
Yeah.
Even aside from like gang shit, just like Hollywood.
Right. You know, comedians too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Isn't that
Come
right?
on, cat. Come on, cat. Anyway, I think my point of this album is I, everything you hear me highlighting, you're like, oh, so Drill likes it. Notice I'm not really showcasing or putting on a pedestal the actual like lyrics. I think that's my problem. This the album has great production, but it's not matched with like what he's saying to keep me interested.
Yeah, I think we're different in that sense because when I listen to an album like this, I'm not like so focused on like lyrics. It's more just like the beat is I feel like what's most important to me and like flow.
Okay.
So like as long as like that sounds good to me, I'm like okay, I don't even care. And like it's like always a bonus if there's some like really hard line in there, like you know hard bar or whatever. But
Yeah.
yeah, that's like more. I feel like lyrics are more like secondary to me, and I mean, I guess it also depends on the artist, because like with Kendrick, I mean, it's all about the lyrics,
With Kendrick, yeah.
motherfucker. But you know, when it comes to like stuff like this, where it's just like, I don't know, it's vibing. You just vibe to it. It's good to just throw on in the background.
Yeah, I have a feeling that that 6 times I listened to it, I didn't do it correctly. Like, I guess so subtle way of putting it is if you're listening to Cypress Hill and you don't like it, you probably forgot to do something before you put it on. So I really hate that when artists use that as a crutch now. So maybe that's what, I don't know. He actually is saying some deep shit though. So that's the thing, but it's just like, is it? You know, so I don't know. How about you tell me like maybe some other songs you like before we, I guess we're never gonna answer the question what's or riddle why I'm feeling so conflicted. Maybe we're getting closer with the I appreciate you know, lyrics more than like production and you're thinking, I don't know if that's true about me. I think I notice it, but maybe it just depends on what I'm doing at the time. All right.
Yeah, I the next one, and so we talked about movie. This one I've highlighted is Back in Love featuring Devin Malik.
Yep, that killed.
Yeah, that's like one of my favorite beats on the whole album. It's
And
just,
he's on, that's the second time he's on the album.
yeah, what
Yeah.
was the track before that that he was on? But
It was all right too, but I thought out of the two, the one you mentioned was even better. And that's when I'm, yeah, the beat was good on that song. You mentioned the group, Black Hippie, who also used to have a Ab Soul, and that song I can't no figure out how you say the word. Is it Foes? Like that one was killed. That killed too, because like it's got this like jungle beat. When I got a house in there, I'm gonna be like that. Like, when am I gonna be like that? I love that like that flow and. Ab Soul was great on that. I thought Verse was a good song too, like because you know, Schoolboy's just like rhyming and rhyming and rhyming on that album. I mean that track, the beat like switched like to that like trippy groove. I thought was a nice touch. What do you think of that song Germany 86, where it's like basically about like where he was born and stuff like that?
I thought that was interesting. I mean, it wasn't something I like highlighted, but it
Yeah.
was, you know, more one of the more interesting moments on the album, I'd say.
Yeah, I'll totally agree with you. It was the most interesting thing, but I was like, whatever. So I want okay, maybe if we heard more about that, but I guess it's not much to talk about when you're like, oh, I moved to like I was born on a naval base and then I moved here when I was like two. It's like okay. Not really ex not can I hear more about, you know, when you were one? Like you remember that? It's like I understand, but it's like all right, I can only hear so much about how like hood you were in like in South Central. It's just all right, like you said this already. So we're getting there. Pig Feet, I thought was good.
That's the only other one I have highlighted. That's the last one I really was like really into. Pig Feet, definitely. That's a re-listen for me.
Yeah, it bookends the album well with that last song, Smile. So I'm like, I get the theme here. They mentioned Smile in the beginning. At the end, I really love the way Smile sounds. It's so soothing. Like, this song could have been longer, but I understand it's a closing track. Yeah, so there is no bad songs on this album. There may be some songs I'm like not as excited about, but he did everything what he's supposed to do, so why don't I like this?
It's not different enough. Is that the thing? It's too generic to you.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is, because the first one was I heard, I never heard, I hadn't heard this as much, and maybe my anticipations were so high. So I'm not crazy. You're the one who's crazy. So I was just saying to everybody out there
All I
who,
wanted was a Pepsi.
and I got this instead. Yeah, I don't have much more to say about it. So why don't you go first with your final thoughts, Rennie? You don't seem too, pun intended, jazzed about it as I am either.
Yeah, man. I mean, I thought it was a solid album. Like I said, I listened to it not as much as I think I listened to it like four times, maybe four and a half, and then I would revisit tracks that I fucked with, like Pig Feet and like the main two, I think, two highlights for me. But yeah, I mean, every track is a really dope beat. Like I mentioned, like flow and beat is the most important thing for me. So I mean, immediately when the album started, I was like, I think I'm gonna be fucking with this. And yeah, I mean, like you said, there's really no bad tracks on here. And there's some things where it's like, oh, this is maybe a little forgettable, or it's not gonna be listened, but it still has like some tracks where you are gonna want to revisit it. Personally, I think for me, it's a very high download this, and it's like almost close to a buy this.
All right, well, what's kind of funny about that is we were fighting totally over nothing, because I feel the exact same way. I'm like, oh, well, it could be forgettable. It's a little underwhelming. Might not hear it again, but he did it what he's supposed to do. I prefer maybe I'm looking for like a masterpiece. So I think the best way for that to happen is if Black Kippie gets back together and actually puts out a full album. Then I'll be like, all right, that was a little more monumentous than this. But I realized I had a lower rating until I really sat with it for a while and realized, and I'm right there with you. Same thing. It's a high download this. Maybe it's just not something I'm into, but I guarantee people will like it. Thanks for listening to this review. Let us know what you think of it. If you're in the comments below, and in the immortal words of Schoolboy Q, the five most important things in life: marijuana, hydro, pussy hoe, ass titties.
Very wise words to live by.
Yeah.